Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 9, verse 17. Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." I find this declaration from Ananias one of the most moving sentences in the whole of the Bible. He'd been asked by God to go and meet Saul. Ananias was fully aware of Saul's reputation and that he was on a mission to arrest the followers of Jesus. He was bound to think there must be some mistake. But the Lord informed him that Saul had been appointed to take the gospel to the non-Jewish world. In obedience to the Lord, Ananias courageously headed off to the house in Straight Street, placed his hands on Saul, and called him brother. How amazing! The story of Saul's conversion should be a warning to all of us not to put a limit on what God can do. I invite you to think of people whom you know who are completely dismissive of Christian faith. Perhaps they laugh at you for your faith. Or they love trying to prove that Christianity is just a lot of sentimental nonsense. Maybe, like many people, they're not remotely interested in anything connected with the church. It's very tempting to assume that it's a waste of time sharing your faith with them, and that we should focus our attention on the people who show some interest. I suggest we need to pray for everyone we know, whether they're interested or not, as God loves everyone and invites them all to follow him, however antagonistic they may be. When someone becomes a Christian, they don't need to go through a ceremony or complete a course of instruction. They're instantly part of God's family. How incredible. And now let me ask you a question. Are you willing to share your Christian faith with people who are opposed to it? Now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you're a God of miracles and want to welcome everyone to yourself. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a great day today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.